This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so yesterday we were talking about what really can constitute leftovers following my admission that I downsized my lunches. And Ken tried to talk me through it and say, no, you don't have to do that. You can still get the full submarine sandwich and then have leftovers. We got talking about Chinese food. And apparently a lot of people in our mentions,
Keith took umbrage,
and others, including our boss, they did take umbrage on whether or not Chinese food is something you can bring back the very next day. Kenny,
he thought it was a sacrilege, and I would say such a thing, that it was heresy.
It was not just that you bring it back as leftovers. You're making it sound like Ken buys a little bit of sweet and sour pork, and then
there was
a little extra sweet and sour pork, so I put it in the fridge. No, Ken specifically stated.
Yes, I did.
He bought
I got chop suey. I got chop
and
suey.
And then he also bought General Tso's to put away for tomorrow.
Yes, and that's exactly what I did. I had one, and then Keith goes, there's no way. Just tell everybody you had two meals. I go, I didn't have two meals. I did have a taste. I had one piece of the General Tso's chicken.
Sample.
And said, that's good, and I put it in the fridge for tomorrow.
Did you stick it with a toothpick and put it on a tray, too, and present it to yourself?
No, like I did not. Well, my home's not a mall, and then I'm going to start crying over Canton Center, and I don't want to do that right now. So I put it in the fridge. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think it was going to be so offensive to Keith and his sensibilities. I had my nice little thing of white rice. I had my General Tso's. I woke up on Saturday morning. I had it to look forward to about 11 o'clock. I said, we're off, we're going. And I heated up the General Tso's, put a little bit of extra sriracha on there, overtopped the rice, and away I went. I thought that a lot of people do this. Apparently, I've offended the senses of our boss.
All right, if you...
Because, one, there's no way... He doesn't believe I did that because he just thinks I'm a food-crazed maniac. And the other part of it, Lima, is that he thinks it's disgusting. Leftover Chinese is disgusting.
Well, if you were to rate on a scale of 1 to 10, we like to do that from time to time.
Yeah.
If you were to rate on a scale of 1 to 10, the Chinese fresh, when you get it, when you go and pick it up and bring it home and experience the tasting that very moment, compared to 24 hours later.
This is the key.
Well, how would you rate those two
things?
This
is the key. I abhor leftovers. We've known this for a long time. Chinese food is one of the few things that I'm fine with because I think it tastes the same the night you bring it home to the next morning. Now, I'm not going to eat it 2 days later, but I'm telling you, because if you get it in the evening, most of the places are a buffet. Well, they just take it from the buffet. Who knows how long it's been out there? I eat it. Tasted good to me. And so I ate it that Friday night. I had the chop suey Friday night, and then I had the General Tso's on Saturday morning. Let me tell you this, it tasted just as good on Saturday midday. Saturday midday as the one sample I had.
Oh, and you buy
one
that?
Sample
I
on
do
Friday
not
night.
Buy any
well,
of
I'm
this.
Sorry, that's my taste.
Calling you a liar.
Not only that, but I think the leftover rice is the biggest problem that I have with it.
It's
that
white
stuff
rice.
Is
it's
so
white rice.
Dry. It's dried out. That's how they it's make white rice. Fried rice. You can't make fried rice with fresh white rice. You have to let it dry for a day.
No.
White, and then put it on. It, I know any real connoisseur knows
that. Well, excellent listen, education.
I know I do not have the same.
Years
I know
in
you
the
did.
Pacific Rim.
I know you did, and I respect that. And I know I don't have the same experience you do. But when it comes to just regular old Portage County Chinese food, it tastes the same. White rice tastes the same.
The only time that I would especially Chinese food sign off on the buy the extra for later is if. You got this from a Streetsboro establishment,
yes,
I'm assuming?
Yes, yeah. It is.
So if it was like, you lived in Ridgeville, you lived in West Park, if you had a place over there and you're like, man, nothing compares to that, so I'm going to get that on Friday as I leave downtown Cleveland and take it back to Streetsboro with me, and now I could sign off on getting the extra meal. But if it's 5 minutes down the road and you really want General So's on Saturday morning, guess what, buddy? There's a phone. Just get General So's on Saturday morning.
Didn't need to. Didn't want to leave. Didn't want to leave the house.
Does it matter?
Got drinking to do.
The caliber of Chinese establishment.
Oh, you got a wife?
Obviously, there. We can be honest. There used to be one that was downstairs here where we work, and it was $3.99 for a reason. And he gave you, as much as you wanted.
The best thing about running the board for Bull and Fox back then was he was shutting things down pretty quickly, and you could get a bunch of it for very cheap.
That was part of the paycheck is that, like, hey, we got a place downstairs, and you pay $1, and you are going to get a week's worth of food if you want it.
It's an everything must go every day sale at the end of the day. That's what it was. So, obviously, that you wouldn't necessarily want to reheat for later. That's how I'm going to eat as much as I can, shovel it with a literal shovel into my mouth. And now I've got my sustenance for the day.
I've completed carbs and proteins.
It was, whatever else they got in there.
This place is a fine place to get Chinese that I would go to. Now, I wouldn't say it's like, I don't know, man. I've only been to New York City a couple times. I didn't get like Chinese food in Chinatown. So I'm Kenny Carmen, man. I ain't that cultured. So I can't really, it's always like a number one kitchen, China King.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
China Queen.
What about China King 2?
That's another one. Szechuan Palace. Like, it's always the same.
The numbers are
market
the same.
Off. Yeah. Too. Chop Suey Palace, doesn't matter. So they're all the same to me. All the same. The only time it's bad The only time Chinese food like that is bad is when it's, you can tell it's at the bottom of the pot because they scrape up like the, like what's, it seems like the sauce settles at the bottom and then it burns and then they scrape it up and you're like, what am I eating? That's the worst. That will turn me away from a place. But if you're getting it from the top of it, no, I'll keep coming back for years. I don't get Chinese food that often, but I don't understand why it was such an offense to Keith that I would heat up the Chinese the next day.
It'd be great if he called in, but apparently
Keith, the hell with him. I don't need him to call in.
Yeah, he did.
He knows I'm right. He knows he was just picking a fight to pick a fight to upset me.
He did. I think he still is operating under the assumption that you went, I'm going to have a lot of you, a little bit, maybe a lot of you, all in one sitting.
That's where I think it really is. Just admit that you had a little extra.
That is interesting. Oh, what do you think of the fact?
One piece.
I would do everything I can to show discipline to not, in some aspects, ruin what I'm going to have tomorrow by tasting it today.
And
so
that's
I find that part interesting.
That's it. Like, guys, look at me. Clearly, I like food. And clearly, I like taste. I look forward to these things. All right? So I didn't want to ruin what was coming on Saturday by having some of it on Friday. I had chop suey on Friday. The chop suey was fine. Wasn't as good as General Tso's on Saturday, I'll tell you that right now.
I don't even know.
Chop suey was fine, so I had the chop suey.
I got to look up chop suey. Of course, System of a Down comes up immediately.
Of course. Great song, great band.
It's an amazing song.
Great band.
I didn't know they made any other songs after that. They didn't need to.
They have Chicken Stew. That's a good song.
Wait, they only do food.
It's a food-based band. You didn't know that?
Chicken Stew is just about pizza, isn't it?
You would have thought that would have been mine.
Pizza, pie. Every minute, every second. Bye. Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives. Pepperoni, angry peppers.
Is this for real?
Meat therapy, therapy. Advertising
because of
meat therapy. Advertising because of meat. Yeah, man. Worked at a pizza shop when that song came out. That wasn't good radio, but I don't care.
They have that one called Popperkosh.
And they just sing about ramen noodles.
Wait, is that also the group that does green beans, tomatoes, potatoes?
That's the Wiggles.
It's my favorite. Come Thanksgiving, come on. It's a classic. That woman is just belting that out. I love that song. She's like in a church.
Cool Ray in Bedford, hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi.
Yo, man, hey. Green beans, tomatoes, yams, hams. I love it. Me too. Good morning, fellas.
Yeah, get in the system, Mitch. That one the other version, mix them together.
System of the Down.
Go ahead, Cool Ray.
Hey, listen, man. I've been hearing these Browns fans talk about the Browns. Man, listen. I'm a huge Alabama fan. I love Alabama. Man, listen, Melrose is not going to be a good quarterback. He hasn't proved to anyone in Alabama that he can win the big game. He hasn't proved to Alabama that he can elevate other people. He hasn't proven to people in Alabama that he can play in the
world. Cool, right. Is it fair? Because I'm thinking, why did he come out in the draft? And I'm going, did he just come out in the draft because they thought they said they were going to replace him and he didn't want to go to another place? He's like, I'm just going to go turn pro.
That or because he felt like, I played for Alabama. And you look at the success of Tua. You look at the success of Jalen. The success of Jalen Rose. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So you look at these guys and go, I'm gonna be the next Alabama quarterback. So I'm gonna come out because I played for Alabama. And that's what these guys are thinking. But I don't understand how anyone who's a Brown fan can come out here and say, we're going to pass up on a first round talent like Shedeur Sanders and go get a quarterback in the third round. Or Melrose or something like that, and think that that's going to be the savior. You go get your first round talent, and if you have to replace the coach who can develop these guys, mm-hmm. because that's the problem. This is the problem we're having in Cleveland since 99. Nobody wants to develop talent. They want them already established so that they have an easier job. And that's just what it is. You have to develop these guys. You have to send these guys, and you have to call it back, a quarterback who can get into the heads of these guys and make them be professionals. If not, does it matter who you draft? Or if you had 13 number one picks, it's not going to matter.
I think that's part of it, Ray, and thank you very much for the call. I think that if they had, for better or for worse, because you automatically think the next, with the exception of a few instances, you usually think that the next coach is better than the last coach. And if they had a different coach and a different general manager, I don't think we'd be getting the same type of fear. But I think a lot of people just think this is a desperate move by desperate people to keep their jobs because they're desperate to do it, and we're going to be the ones left dealing with it. Which, damn it, you know what? It's happened to us before, and it's happened to other teams before, and you may very well be right. I cannot deny you that. I can't, and I won't. But I've made myself comfortable with what I believe is almost fact. I can't say it, but almost fact that they're going to take quarterback.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.